want to build your faith? Do you desire to have a true encounter with God through His Word? Then listen to Logos Rhema Hour with Reverend Dr. Joseph Baobing, Head Pastor of Harvest Chapel International, Kumasi. He is a seasoned man of God and a teacher of the Word in its truth and simplicity. Make time with us each and every Monday to Friday at 2 p.m. on Spirit 88.3 FM as we encounter the Word of Truth. God richly bless you. Previously on Logos Rhema Hour.
God says He has planted conscience. So it's very, very important. And I like He said, just as my ancestors did, they didn't have the Word, they didn't have the Scriptures. But the law of conscience, they recognize it as having been put there by their Creator and by their Maker. And it served as a guide.
And now, today's message.
Let's take our confession. Joshua 1 verse 8. This book of the law shall not depart out of my mouth, shall meditate in it day and night, observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then we will make our way prosperous, and then we will find good success. Hallelujah. Amen. The Holy Spirit, our helper. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit as our helper. And that is what we are looking at. The helper, that was Jesus talking to His disciples just before His crucifixion. Amen. This was during the Last Supper or the Lord's Supper. Amen. That was the occasion. And from John 13 going, we have the scene set for the discourses during the Last Supper. Hallelujah. Jesus was having the Last Supper. And then from there, scholars will tell us that within about 7 hours, He was hanging and dying a very painful death on a Roman cross. Hallelujah. And He had something to say to them. Amen. And so they are very, very, very important discourses that He had with the disciples just before He went to that Roman cross to hang and die for our sins. And one of the themes that He picks up and instructs and emphasizes is about the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. And here in this verse, He's talking about the Holy Spirit being a helper to us. He says, but the helper, the Holy Spirit. Other version says the comforter. It just all tells us what He's going to do for us. Hallelujah. The name that is given, or if you like, the qualifying name or adjective, gives us an insight into the ministry of the Holy Spirit. So He says here, the helper. Others say advocate. Amen. So it's like your lawyer, a helper. A helper is a helper. Comes alongside to help you bear the burdens. Hallelujah. A comforter is always around to bring comfort in trying times and seasons. Amen. Hallelujah. So all the names of the Holy Spirit, if you like, qualifying names or adjectives that are used, they are all intentional to give us insights as to what the Holy Spirit does for the believer. Amen. So we are saying this. We are trusting God that the Holy Spirit, we know that He's a helper. We are trusting God that these helps that He brings, divine helps, will come into our lives, will be our individual and collective portions, so that we'll be able to undertake the assignments that God has for us. He says, the helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, amen, will send it in my name, or more or less on behalf of Jesus Christ, amen. So that if, I like that to say, whom the Father will send in my name, it means that You must be a disciple of Jesus. Amen. You must be recognized by Jesus. I'm saying this because these days a lot of things are happening, eh? And people are operating with all kinds of spirits, or they have all kinds of spirits operating in their lives. And they just believe that it is God. Hallelujah. And it is not. Amen. You must be a disciple of Jesus to qualify for the Holy Spirit. People who don't know God, people who don't live according to the standards of God, people who don't embrace God as their personal Lord and Savior, have certain spirits operating upon their lives. And every time I get the opportunity to take this, I like to highlight it because it's very, very important. There are some of us, we have some spirits operating before us, even before we gave our lives to Jesus. We say we were kids. Maybe somebody was telling me a story, maybe as far as back as when you were in primary school, and then a spirit was operating on your life, and you didn't know Jesus, and you think that is Jesus that sent you that spirit. No. There are lots of spirits, operational spirits in life. The fact that you dream or even you're able to fortune tell people and sometimes someone give lotto numbers and all kinds of things. They saw the lotto numbers in their dreams and they give it to people and then it happens and they claim that it is God. Amen. And I'm talking about the God of our Lord Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. You don't put the cart before the horse. Amen. So you get Jesus first before the Holy Spirit comes. If you have not embraced Jesus, that's the qualifying mark. He's not your personal Lord and Savior. It doesn't matter how accurate the predictions of that so-called spirit operating you is. It is not the Holy Spirit. Amen. I believe that if we're bold to do some of these teachings, we will help a lot of people. Hallelujah. I've been talking with people and sometimes I point out and then they get shaken, you know, and then they reason and they say, yeah, it's true. And then they renounce it and then they get salvation and deliverance. Not every spirit is coming from the Lord. And Satan never comes with his spirit and says that, hey, Ajua, Ajua, I'm Satan. Hallelujah. Amen. The Bible says he operates like an angel of light. So that's why everybody, where you go, all the spirit, they are claiming they are from God. Hallelujah. But the litmus test about their source, their origin, is whether you, the one in whom they are operating, you have Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. That is what qualifies you for the Holy Spirit. And sometimes they even go ahead and give the narration of their lives and experiences. And you realize that clear pathway. They are walking in sin and doing all kinds of things because they don't know. Nobody has taught them. But as you begin to point out, give them the pointers, they begin to say, I see. Sometimes they have now come to Christ, but they don't know. And they are wishing that that spirit, that those are what we call familiar spirits. Evil spirits, they lead you to do all kinds of dirty things and then you are equated to the Holy Spirit because you are able to give lotto numbers and then all those kind of things. Hallelujah. I know somebody is listening to me out there and then you can come out. Let's be bold and come out and renounce these spirits so we can get the genuine and authentic one. I said in life, things move in pairs. Genuine, authentic, and then the false. God, Satan, light, darkness, evil, good, the Holy Spirit, unholy spirits, angels of God, demonic angels. Hallelujah. There's a divide. And Satan never professes and comes around saying that, I am Satan. Hallelujah. Amen. Even though he's there, he also has his followers. There are some that are there, but I'm talking about those who will come to church and then they are being deceived. Hallelujah. The other day I was reading something and then about the witches and their coven, and they are also operating. They are all online. Hallelujah. They said they had put something out there about Satan's court. And I was shocked. 26 billion views. 26 billion. I'm not talking about 2 points. I looked at it again. 26 million, like downloads. 26 billion downloads. They said they put it just like a few months. 26 billion times people wanted to see. Hallelujah. Amen. When we post things about Christ, people don't even want to watch. Hallelujah. Amen. Okay, so that's it. The helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things. So he's a teacher. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit is also a teacher. He will be sent in the name of Jesus. So you must have Jesus Christ. He will come and he will teach you all things. Hallelujah. And more like Jesus was trying to say that almost all the things that I've been teaching you, they seem to have been a lot of things, and there are still more things to be taught. Hallelujah. But then I've limited time. I must hurry. I must get to the cross. I must get this atoning sacrifice completed so that man and God will be brought together in reconciliation again. And that is why my time and my sojourning here has been a very short one. Remember, he had told them, I'm going to die and I'm going to go in heaven. He said, I'm from heaven. I'm not from here. I'm from heaven. And I'm going back there. Hallelujah. And so things needed to be expedited so that he could go quickly to the cross. Amen. So he said, there are things that needs to be taught. And when I have left, the Holy Spirit will come. He will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you, all the things that I've said, and all the things that I have not been able to fully say. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit, when he comes. And that's why church teachers and Bible scholars, those who are very interested in this church dispensation, call them dispensationalists, they will tell you, that was more or less highlighting his leaving and then the Holy Spirit coming in so that we'll be ushered into the dispensation where it was no longer in the Old Testament days, it was God the Father, New Testament times, God the Son, post-ascension, God the Holy Spirit takes center stage. Hallelujah. Amen. And so that is the text or the anchor scripture. For the Holy Spirit is here to stay, and you'll be hanging around doing what he has been mandated to do until this whole phase of heaven and earth project comes to an end, and then we get ushered into the next heaven and earth project. Amen. And then the necessity of the Holy Spirit, where we saw in Acts 19 that Paul visited Ephesus, met with some 12 disciples at a meeting who claimed they had never heard about any Holy Spirit, but were just conversant with the baptism of repentance that had been preached by John the Baptist. Hallelujah. Some way, somehow, he was able to persuade them about the necessity of being baptized in the Holy Spirit, because it, and he, as he rightfully pointed out to them, that John the Baptist in his preaching made it very clear, hallelujah, that he was a forerunner and he was just baptizing with water. But somebody loftier, somebody greater, somebody mightier, somebody much more powerful than him was coming. And when he comes, he was going to baptize people with the Holy Spirit and with fire. Hallelujah. And so, yes, it is good that they were baptized in John's baptism. But then, some way, somehow, I believe that they were claiming they were believers, because Paul found they said they were believers, 12 believers. Amen. I said, no, you need something extra. Hallelujah. You need a baptism of the Holy Spirit and with fire. And then he laid hands on them and prayed with them. Hallelujah, for the experience. And the Bible says the Holy Spirit came on them And immediately they spoke in tongues and prophesied. Hallelujah. I'm hoping that in the course of the month, we had an opportunity to talk about the gifts of the Holy Spirit, speaking in tongues and prophecy, and those who have dreams and those visions and those kind of things, how you'll be able to discern and know that this is from the Spirit of the Lord and this is not from the Spirit of the Lord. It's very, very, very important. Hallelujah. But I think I've given the clue. You must be in the Lord. Hallelujah. You must have Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. And then it's a carry forward. There's no carry back. So if you're experiencing some strange dreams and things were coming to pass, before you gave your life to Jesus Christ, it's a nullity. Amen. It's a nullity. It doesn't follow the logic of Scripture. You need Jesus Christ first, and then the Holy Spirit next, and then giftings and enablements next. The helps that you need to fulfill your assignment. Hallelujah. So proud to you being saved and being sealed by the Holy Spirit. If you are having spiritual phenomena, doesn't matter how accurate they were, that is not the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Because he didn't know you. Amen. And he doesn't cast his spells before swine. Hallelujah. Amen. And you were living all kinds of life. You didn't know the Lord. You were still wallowing in your sins. You can't have a Holy Spirit. You can't have the gifts of the Holy Spirit. It's another spirit, to be frank. That same spirit who was leading you to lead that kind of lifestyle, that sinful lifestyle, it was that spirit. And signs and wonders are not the preserve of the Christian life. I always like to say, I don't know why God did it. But after the fall of Satan, he left him to be able to perform signs and wonders. So Satan and his cohorts are able to perform signs and wonders. We go far back as the Old Testament. We see Moses before Pharaoh. Moses does the wonders from God, laying the rod down to turn into snake, pouring the water, and some of the other signs, the plagues. And Pharaoh calls his magicians. Amen. They are magicians, the occult powers. And they also came and they demonstrated the same signs like Moses was doing. Amen. So signs and wonders are not peculiar to the Christian faith. And for that matter, God. So every sign does not mean it's from God. Once you read scripture, you understand, as we read through, God says sometimes he even gives it to deceive those who don't want to know the truth, because we'll come to that in a moment. Hallelujah. Amen. And I hope you are being blessed. Amen. These are hard truths. These are hard truths that we must know, especially those who don't want to pay the price. Amen. We love the power, but we don't love the truth. Amen. The power must be embedded in the truths of the gospel. That's what makes it authentic. It must emanate from the truth. Power without truth, that's an area Satan can operate, and he operates best there. The Bible says that Jesus said he's a liar right from the beginning. There's no truth in him. So you go for truth, you find and discover the true power of God in the truths of God's word. That's why as a believer, you must know the word and walk in those truths. Hallelujah. And the power will come. But we are in Acts chapter 19. So the Holy Spirit, and then they began to speak in tongues. Hallelujah. Amen. And I want to believe that we don't know what happened to those 12 believers afterwards. That they were not the focus. So Luke doesn't tell us again what happened to those 12 people who received the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. But I believe that they were never the same again. Amen. Because when you receive the Holy Spirit, the genuine one, the authentic one, oh my God, it will come and empower you to be a true and a sincere witness of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. And so the ministry of the Holy Spirit in the life of a believer, as I'm saying, sometimes we overlook it. Amen. We underplay it. Hallelujah. But then it's a very critical and necessary step in the evolution of a believer to be the man or woman that God has redeemed him for. Hallelujah. That God created and redeemed for. It's a critical equipping tool for every believer, the Holy Spirit and his ministry. It's a critical equipping tool for every believer. Hallelujah. I want us to track the apostles. So let's go to Acts chapter 1. Let's read from 1 to 8 and then we'll say a few things and maybe just be staying within that story and see what we can learn from them. So Acts chapter 1. The former account I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and teach too, until the day in which he was taken up, after he, through the Holy Spirit, had given commandments to the apostles whom he had chosen through the Holy Spirit, to whom he also presented himself alive after his suffering by many infallible proofs, being seen by them during 40 days and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. And being assembled together with them, he commanded them not to depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which he said, you have heard from me. Verse 5. For John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. Therefore, when they had come together, they asked him, saying, Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom to Israel? And he said to them, it is not for you to know times or seasons which the Father has put in his own authority. But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem, and in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. Hallelujah. This discourse was just before its ascension. Hallelujah. And you take note in verse 5 and verse 8, Jesus told or assured his disciples that their baptism by the Holy Spirit will be accompanied by their reception of power. Amen. Look at verse 5 before we go to verse 1 and do the breakdown. For John truly baptized you, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from hence. So water baptism is not enough. You need a baptism of the Holy Spirit. Just like you go into water and then you come out and you can feel the water flowing all over you and dripping all over you and you feel wet. The same analogy comes when the Holy Spirit baptism comes upon you. It is undeniable. You just know that something has happened to me. Something fresh. Just like the water washes you and cleanses you. When the Holy Spirit comes upon you, just know. You feel brand new. You feel like something. And you feel power. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Something unique. Something that you have not experienced before will happen to you. Hallelujah. And you feel emboldened. You feel empowered. You feel I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. You feel like I want to go out there and tell everybody that I meet that Jesus is Lord and that you need to give your life to Jesus. Hallelujah. And that's exactly what the reception of power and this divine power that comes on them. He says it will enable them to be witnesses of Jesus in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. Wherever you go, when you find yourself, you can't hide your Christianity. My God, hallelujah. You may be in Saudi Arabia and all the places, all Muslims, but when you are empowered, baptized in the Holy Spirit, it will be undeniable. People will know, hallelujah, that this person belongs to Jesus Christ because you'll not be able to shut your mouth. The power that comes, hallelujah. So Jesus told his disciples, as I already said in our text for the month, that when he comes to the life of a believer, he comes to teach you everything, everything that you need to know about God and this calling or assignment, because that is very critical. You are in church, you call yourself a believer, you don't know anything about God, apart from what you have heard from hearsay. Hallelujah. No. How are you going to be able to be a witness of something you know little about? Amen. How are you going to be able to receive your letters of accreditation to go out there and be a witness for Jesus Christ? Well, you don't know what you are going to, what are you going to say? Amen. This is a very, very important text that Luke is telling us about. Hallelujah. Amen. So you need that. He said he will remind you of everything that I've told you. He will help you recall, hallelujah, the salient truths that you've learned from the Lord as you spend time in his presence, listening, asking questions, and learning from him. That's what they went through. Amen. So the Holy Spirit is a necessity for every believer. It is as if to say without his coming on you and enduing you with power. And that Greek word there, hallelujah, dunamis, ability to do, that's it. It's not macho power. Hallelujah. It's just ability to do. Amen. Ability to do. You can never fulfill the calling of God on your life. Yes. Very, very important truth. Without the Holy Spirit, you can never fulfill the calling of God on your life. So you can't be a believer and say, for me, I don't want any Holy Spirit. I'll do it with kappa, my own capacity. Hallelujah. Amen. Like we say, you digas. And many believers miss, overlook, or underestimate this instruction or prerequisite for undertaking a divine assignment. Let me take it again. Many believers miss, overlook, or underestimate this instruction or prerequisite for undertaking a divine assignment. And any divine assignment, I mean any divine assignment, it can only be undertaken and accomplished in the strength and power of the Holy Ghost. Without the Holy Spirit. So you can't say, as for me, I don't want any spirit coming upon me. As I always say, we have come here to investigate supernatural phenomena. And so you must be willing and you must be ready to be drenched by the Holy Spirit. Amen. And Jesus said he will come and take residence in you. You must be prepared and ready to receive an invasion from heaven by the Holy Spirit of God. A certain spirit should come and sit inside of you and live inside of you permanently.
Still to come on our next episode.
The necessity of the Holy Spirit. That we can't do anything without the Holy Spirit. So that we open ourselves up and go for it. Hunger and thirst and cry out for it. He told them not many days hence. And once we read through the whole chapter 1, we would have found that. Immediately they came back to Jerusalem. They went up. We can't wait. They seem to be saying, we can't wait. You said not many days hence. So here we are, Papa.
This broadcast was proudly sponsored by the friends and partners of Harvest Chapel International Kumasi. Thank you for listening to Local Shrema Hour with Reverend Dr. Joseph Baobi. We believe that as you act on this word, God's power will transform your life. Join or visit us for our in-person family service at Harvest Chapel International Dinyami Kumasi, close to Micklin Hotel and on the Sunset Road, this and every Sunday at 7 a.m. for our tea service, 8:30 a.m. for our Bible study, and 9 a.m. for our English service. You can also join us this and every Wednesday for our amazing midweek teaching service at 6 p.m. and on Fridays for our prayer submission service, also at 6 p.m. Remember that all our services are streamed online at Harvest Chapel International Kumasi on our Facebook and YouTube pages. You can also listen to us at any time on our online radio station, Radio HCI Today, accessible via the Radio King and Zeno apps. You can download these apps on the Google Play Store and Apple Store. You are free to access all life-transforming sermons by Reverend Dr. Joseph Baobi via podcast by searching for Harvest Chapel International Kumasi on all podcast platforms. For prayer requests or any other inquiries, please contact us via SMS, voice call, or WhatsApp on 055-124-5252. 055-124-5252. We look forward to seeing you at our next service. Until then, keep living for Jesus. God richly bless you.